a night view of New York City. Skyscraper lights go on, forming the word Miramax 20th anniversary. A female's hands with paint on them cuts up newspaper clippings, dips them in liquid, and squirts out red and blue artist paints, creating a collage. Credits read, Miramax Film presents Tapestry Films and Film Colony Production. Now, squirts of paint cross the screen and form words. More credits. A film by Robert Iskoff. A paintbrush wipes across the collage, and the title appears, She's All That, in yellow, red, and orange. Now the title becomes a swirl that merges into a collage. Lainey, a teenager in a paint-filled apron, wearing horn-rimmed glasses, cleans out her brush and trudges down the hall, carrying a glass. She knocks on her brother's door.
Simon! Simon, I got your breakfast. Simon, you up?
Give me a couple minutes.
Simon Boggs, there are children in Mexico who have already been up for 3 hours making clothes for corporate America. That's it, I'm spitting in your juice. I got a big loogie and I spit it right in your juice.
Simon opens the door.
Morning. Morning, Lainey.
He takes his juice from Lainey. Now, morning outside of high school. A yellow school bus pulls up as students arrive. Credits appear. Freddie Prinze Jr., Rachel Lee Cook. A gray truck pulls up and Lainey, carrying a painting, gets out. More credits. Paul Walker, Jody Lynn O'Keefe.
Yeah, I got a pump replacement this afternoon out in Manhattan Beach, so I'll try not to be late picking you guys up. Lainey?
Got it, Dad.
Have a good day, pumpkin nose.
The school bus license plate reads, Mr. Prez. Credits continue. Kevin Pollock. Kieran Culkin. A yellow car parks. The door opens and a foot steps out. The driver is a tall, dark-haired student wearing a navy school jacket with white leather sleeves. He enters the school, looks at his picture on the wall, turns and grins. He has a large school letter H on his jacket. More credits. Eldon Henson. Usher Raymond, Kimberly Lil Kim Jones, Debbie Morgan.
What's happening, Connie?
He spoke to me.
He called you Connie.
So?
Your name is Melissa.
Credits, Tim Matheson and Anna Paquin.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, Lainey. See that Dateline on sewage dumpers last night? I taped it.
What happened to dropping 10 pounds before graduation?
I'm looking into
Jesse,
it.
Jesse, do not eat that.
Twinkie light, see?
Lainey grabs for Jesse's candy.
Hey, what's up, Siler? What's up, Preston?
What's up, bitch?
How's it going, man? Hey, you guys, check it.
Guess I did a 20-year-old fashion model at 26,000 feet en route to Cancun.
Bogus. I swear to God.
Come on, man. How was it, babe?
Bob, you know, skiing with my parents. Whatever. It's cool.
Executive producers Bob and Harvey Weinstein.
Has it occurred to anyone that we have 8 weeks left in our high school careers?
Shit, only like every 5 minutes.
Oh, it's weird, you know?
No.
It's like I'm driving through the gate this morning and it hit me. Suddenly tomorrow's not just tomorrow. It's like the future, you know?
No.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys, check it.
Then could I please speak to somebody who doesn't have his head up his butt?
Well, 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 check who's back from spring break looking so fine.
Oh, Dean, on behalf of every black person, shut up.
Scusi, on the phone here.
Are you doing ready?
Yes, I'll hold. Get off
hey,
me.
Hey, you guys seen Taylor?
No. What?
Taylor? My girlfriend? Yeah, come on, you know. Tall, kind of yells at everybody.
No, why?
Why? I don't know. Maybe because I haven't spoken to her since you guys left for Daytona?
Excuse me.
Written by R. Lee Fleming Jr.
Hey, party people.
Hi, Taylor.
Oh my gosh, I've got total Diet Coke mouth. Does anybody have any gum?
I got it.
Me too.
Here.
Produced by Peter Abrams, Robert Levy, and Richard Gladstone. Zach catches up to Taylor.
Listen, Zach, I've been doing some thinking. I'm sorry. This, it, j- just isn't working for me anymore.
Zach stands motionless as Taylor turns from him.
New tattoo?
His buddies laugh as he runs after Taylor, now on a bench.
Damn. So you show up after a week with a tattoo and suddenly want to break up? What happened in Florida, Taylor?
Look, if you want to torture yourself.
Directed by Robert Iskov.
Whatever. Okay. So we're at this club one night, and Chandler gets totally plowed, and she starts making out with this old guy for like 20 minutes on the dance floor. Well, imagine our surprise when this old guy turns out to be Warren G's hairdresser.
Isn't he gay?
Whatever. So he sets us up with passes to the spring break beach house. So we go.
Flashback to beach.
What's up? How's it going? Welcome to spring break, live from the beach house in Daytona, Florida. Beautiful weather, slamming bands, and of course 300 relative strangers from all around this great nation of ours. Cut loose, half naked, and generally having a good time.
Kid stands around a pool.
The next thing I know, Taylor Vaughn is handpicked by the director to dance on her very own raft.
A shapely Taylor in a red bikini dances to the beat by the pool.
This is all fascinating, Taylor, but could you maybe skip to the part where you decided to screw me over?
Hold on, I'm getting there. Okay, so I've been dancing for maybe 5 minutes, right? And I nearly fell off, which would have been so embarrassing. I mean, you know, being on cable and everything. So I turn around to see what I've hit, and that's when it happened.
Hey! I'm Brock Hudson!
Now to bench.
Brock Hudson? What kind of a name is that?
What kind of name is Zach? Okay, Brock is from the real world.
What, like Reseda?
No, like the TV show, okay? Real World LA, second season, hello.
The dyslexic volleyball guy? Yo, they kicked him out of the house.
The next 3 days were kind of a blur.
Flashback to a bed.
I mean, it was like we had known each other for weeks. He knew exactly what I was thinking, and I didn't even have to say a word. So before I left, Brock said he had a surprise for me. Something to record the wonderment of our first days together.
Taylor getting a tattoo. Now the present.
That's it.
Pretty much, yeah. Oh, but don't worry, Zach. I mean, I'll still go to the prom with you. I mean, we're gonna be elected. It's, like, only appropriate for the king and queen to go together.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, so don't then, Zach. I mean, it's been fun, but did you honestly think that I was gonna leave for college still dating you? Oh, my God, you did. No way. That is so sweet. Ow. Do you believe this thing still hurts?
Taylor rubs her tattoo and leaves. Zach sits on the bench and looks over at students having lunch outside at a picnic table.
It'd be great, like this.
Great.
Now a student works on a painting of a clown.
That's a very nice use of color, Misty.
Thanks.
It's an art studio class, and Lainey works on a painting. Her teacher approaches.
I read about this riot in Mogadishu. This represents the pain of that night.
That's wonderful, Lainey. But tell me something. Which part represents you?
Gently touching Lainey's arm with a brush, the teacher walks on. Two students come over to Lainey.
Lainey, Fan and I were just talking about your stuff. You know, just about how you're not... No, you're not afraid to be dark.
Darkness rocks.
But I'll be honest, I don't think anybody here really appreciates that.
Mm-mm.
Sam and I, we toured the Prado over break, and...
That's in Spain?
And, we got in this discussion one day at the cafe just about how many artists are really only truly appreciated posthumously. And we got Van Gogh, Pissarro...
Basquiat,
thank you. And then your name came up, and Sav thought, actually, we both thought that it might be a good idea for you if,
You killed yourself.
Lainey stares ahead without moving.
Think about it.
Smiling, the two girls leave Lainey. Now, students hurry outside. Now, the campus DJ.
Well, check it out. That's it for another day, Earthquakes. By the way, my condolences go out to a certain individual who got dissed and dismissed by his longtime, magically delicious girlfriend.
Relax, man. No one knows you.
Hey, hang in there, Zach. It happens to the best of us. Keep that head up, all right, son? As far as that other dude, if it doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger, all right?
Yeah, you better do something, man, because your legacy is in jeopardy here. I mean, one second,
You're Zach Seiler, class president, standout athlete, all-around bad mamba jahamba. And next thing you know, you're Zach Seiler, scrub boy.
Now Brock Hudson in the parking lot. Girls run to him for an autograph.
Hey, how are you guys? Good. Hey. Excuse me. Hey.
Taylor hurries over. They embrace and Brock's hands wander over her body as Zach and his buddies watch. Brock points at them and laughs.
What's up? How's it going?
Who the hell does she think she is? We have 2,000 girls in this school and I could bum monkeys with every one of them. Taylor Vaughn is totally replaceable.
Would you spare me this whack stuff about replaceable? Because we're talking about Taylor Vaughn here.
Sorry, man. He's right.
Of course I'm right. I mean, the girl's an institution in this place. Every girl wants to be her, and every guy wants to nail her.
Basically, she's you. With breasts.
No, you're wrong. See, the Taylor Vaughn you just described is an illusion, a myth. You strip away all that attitude and makeup, and basically all you have is a C-minus GPA with a Wonder Bra. I give it up. Take her, for example. Short, decent rack, kind of a Chelsea Clinton thing going on. But, given the right look, the right boyfriend, bam, in 6 weeks, she's the one being crowned prom queen. And you're serious. That's a heart attack.
Yeah, clearly delusional. But how about a chance to prove me wrong?
Okay, hold on. Ding. The boy is bugging you. You're taking advantage of a friend in a vulnerable situation.
Gee, that's swell, Preston. I fit the shivest in the uterus and you could be my mom. No, seriously, the guy thinks he could do anything. Let him prove it. What do you say, Zach?
A bet?
Yeah. Unless, of course, you're too heartbroken.
Zach grins.
Just name the terms.
All right, simple. I'll pick the girl. And you got 6 weeks to turn her into the prom queen.
Okay, we get it, okay? Everybody has a big Jimmy now. Can we just...
You got it.
They shake hands and smile.
All right. Let's go shop.
They girl watch.
Oh, man, this is going to be so much fun. What about her?
Nah, I don't think so.
I mean, he's still scatting. See, I saved him.
Hey, how about this
one? Are you sure about bubbles?
Nah, we could do better than that.
Plodding up the steps, Lainey, looking like a frump, stumbles and her paints go flying.
Gentlemen, we have a winner.
Lainey struggles to get up.
What, Lainey Boggs? No.
Hey, a bet's a bet, bro, right, Preston?
Hey, man, this is between you guys.
Preston, Zach, and Dean watch Lainey as she clumsily gathers bundles.
Look, fat I can handle. Weird boobs, bad personality, maybe some sort of fungus. Come on, scary and inaccessible is another story.
Hey, man, if I were you, I wouldn't be wasting my time. Because by my calculations, you got 6 weeks until the prom, and if Lainey Boggs is going to be queen, I'd say you pretty much got your work cut out for you.
Dean laughs as Zach walks over to Lainey.
Hi, Lainey. You got a second?
Simon approaches.
What's up, Spaz?
He knows my name. That's not your name. That's not his name.
Oh. Sorry.
Simon nods okay.
So, Lainey, listen, I was wondering if maybe you'd want to...
Let's go, Simon.
Embarrass me horribly in front of all these people.
Lainey grabs Simon and runs off as Zach's smile fades. Go. Now, Brock's TV show, The Real World.
You are being disrespectful. You are disrespecting me, and you are disrespecting Harmony.
That's not about disrespect, it's just gas.
That's about enough of this.
How's the queen of the real world?
Zach and Mackenzie.
How'd you know about that?
In their kitchen.
They've only run that spring break thing like a zillion times. So who's the lucky rebound skank?
Rebound skank?
Well, I mean, there's got to be somebody, right?
Well, I wouldn't say somebody, but there is sort of a project.
Project?
Well, to tell you the truth, she kind of blew me off.
I like her already.
Well, the only thing I can figure is it's got to be some kind of mistake.
Zach, I realize it's a difficult concept for a babe magnet such as yourself to grasp, but did it ever occur to you to make a little effort?
What do you mean?
Find out where she hangs out. Find out what she likes. Oh, crap. Mom and Dad are home. If they ask, I'm at Ashley's.
her brother's home. So cute. He just got kicked out of military school.
As Mackenzie leaves, Zach wanders into the hall to greet his parents.
Zachary, that was the first day back.
School.
Taylor and the girls have a good time in Florida?
Yes, so.
Is there still no word on the Dartmouth application?
Obviously not.
You haven't heard from a single university yet. Isn't that a bit unusual at this point in the year?
Not really.
You know, maybe I ought to give Ken Wortham in the alumni office a buzz. I owe him a call anyway.
No. Let's give it a couple of days. Try to hear something by Friday.
His dad looks at the mail.
We'll give it till the end of the week.
Zach walks up the carpeted stairs and into his room, closes his door, and sits down. His maple desk fits into a wall unit of neatly organized books and a bulletin board of notes. From behind a file box, Zach pulls out a bunch of letters. The top one reads, Dartmouth, Office of Admissions. Dear Mr. Zachary Seiler, congratulations. Welcome to Dartmouth. The next reads, Yale University, congratulations. And the next, welcome to Harvard. Zach puts the letters down, rubs his hands together, and rests his head on his hands. Now Taylor and friends shop.
Does my tattoo look red to you?
Come on, girl. Don't you care about anything anymore?
What are we spewing about?
Well, a few weeks ago, we were helping you plan your prom queen acceptance speech. Now, all of a sudden, everything's like Brock this and Brock that and my tattoo.
Taylor, the last thing you want to do 5 weeks before the election is alienate people. And what is that supposed to do?
I think what she's trying to say is you should be careful, right?
Careful of what? Okay, I could win this thing in fluorescent lighting on the first day of my period.
Looked in trashy rags, okay?
My mother was prom queen in 71. My cousin, prom queen in 82. And my sister would have been prom queen in 94 if it wasn't for that scandal on the Color Me Bed tour bus. Okay, I am a gosh damn legacy, all right? And besides, not to be a beast, but who's going to beat Taylor Vaughn?
Gosh, I hope that's not your acceptance speech.
Now, Lainey works behind a counter selling falafels.
Okay, sir, that will be one tahina kebab with a side of spiced hummus salad. Would you like to supersize those falafel balls?
A customer.
Let me see.
Zach enters.
Lainey, exactly what does this supersize entail?
Stocking is illegal in all 50 states.
Come on, I just want to talk. I find myself torn. Perhaps I could see a sample ball to better equip myself for such a decision.
Don't you have a break coming up?
One moment, sir.
Miss?
One moment, sir. I'm not smart.
What?
What, you figure I could tutor you or something? You think, oh, well, there's Lainey Boggs. She's a dork. She
Lainey.
Must at least be smart. Well, guess what? I'm not.
Lainey, I have the fourth highest GPA in our class.
Lainey looks at Jesse, who sits nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Then turns back to Zach.
Was this some kind of new dork outreach program? I'm just...
No. Are you always like this?
No.
Yes.
Come on, 5 minutes.
Miss?
5 seconds.
Okay. I really wanted to talk to you about...
He looks down at her paint-splattered shoes.
Art.
Art? You don't take art.
How do you know?
How come I haven't seen you in any of my classes?
Well, because I'm busy with soccer and stuff, so they let me take one of those, the...
Independent study?
Yes. But listen, I saw some of your stuff in class. It's really good. So any kind of help you could give me, I'd appreciate it.
Lainey looks down and shakes her head.
Sure, maybe sometime.
How about tonight?
They both look over at Jesse.
The show at the Jester. You can have my ticket.
That's great.
One moment, please.
Lainey pulls Jesse back into his seat.
Look, I kicked your butt in third grade. I'll do it again.
Okay, one, I was sick that day. And two, are you crazy? I mean, the best-looking guy in school is stalking, and not the least bit curious.
Lainey, in her heavy-framed glasses and falafel hat, walks back over to Zach and folds her arms.
Okay, here's the deal. The show's at 7:30. Parking can be a problem. Meet me there at 7. Don't be late.
And it is. Hey, do you want to maybe go have some dinner before?
No.
I'll see you at 7.
I'm sorry, sir. Have you made your decision?
Yes, I have. Supersize my balls.
She punches in his order. Now at night outside the bleak Jester Theater. Now inside, the audience watches performance art. A huge plastic bag on the stage writhes against a triptych of blown-up images of destruction. As the plastic bag moves, stage lights change from green to blue to magenta. Zach sits in the theater with the seat beside him empty. He looks around, fills his cheeks with air, and blows out as he observes others in the audience in rapt attention. On stage, the bag rises. The band next to Zach nudges his arm.
Mitch. Brilliant, isn't he?
Bursting forth! Pressing forward! Surging! Emerging!
A man in underwear bursts out of the bag, and two midgets run around the stage in purple leotards and silver face makeup, holding out their arms and gagging at the audience. Zach looks down.
My soul is an island. My car is a Ford.
I want to be like Mike.
Zach looks away as the performance continues. On stage, a metal garbage can bursts into flames as the actors gyrate around it, then collapse onto the stage floor. The background turns into a peaceful mountain scene. Zach starts to clap, then stops, as he looks around and the audience sits, not moving. He sits back into his seat as the stage scene changes. Now, Lainey, all in white, enters stage right, pulling a long piece of white fabric. Her face is painted white. She ducks under the fabric and stands facing the audience, resembling a Madonna with her palms raised upward.
Be silent. Be still.
Be silent. Be still.
Be silent.
Be silent.
Be still.
Be silent.
Be still.
Be silent.
Be still.
When the actors stop moving and the stage goes dark, the audience bursts into applause. Looking around, Zach joins them. The star takes a solo bow. Then the others bow to the audience.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Before you leave, our performer Lainey has just informed me that there is an exciting new voice among us. Is there a Zach Seiler in the house?
Zach sits back in the dark, saying nothing.
Come on, don't be shy. We're all friends here.
Lainey runs down into the audience.
Look, you don't have to go if you're not interested.
Art is love, people. Art is love. Welcome, friend.
Very slowly, Zach rises and walks onto the stage, taking a deep breath as he does so. With his hands jammed into his pockets, he turns and faces the audience.
How's it going?
The audience is silent as Zach shifts from one foot to the other. He finds a hacky sack in one of his pockets and takes it out, tossing it up and catching it on the back of his fingers.
It's a hacky sack.
In the background, stars twinkle by. Then a film begins while Zach starts a routine with the hacky sack.
Hack-y-sack.
Lainey watches others as Zach performs.
Bounce. Bounce. Gotta keep bouncing. Can't let it drop. Never let it drop.
Zach keeps the hacky sack from touching the floor, tossing it from foot to foot.
Come on, Zach. Everyone's watching.
Lainey sits in the audience watching.
Expect it. Never let it.
Zach flips the hacky sack and catches it behind him with his foot.
Drop.
The background lights turn orange.
Everyone's counting on you, Zach.
Jumping from foot to foot, Zach continues to keep the hacky sack in the air with his fancy footwork.
Don't let it drop. Don't ever let it.
Lainey watches as Zach drops the hacky sack. He stands on stage with his hands on his hips, sweating and out of breath. The audience is silent. Against a purple background, Zach stares back at the audience.
Sooner or later. It has to drop.
One person in the audience claps, then everyone joins in. Lainey looks around, then joins in too. Zach, hands on hips, stands on stage and breaks out in a huge grin at the applause. Now, outside, the actors leave.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I just did that.
Well, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was a little surprised myself.
So, tell me the truth. How bad did I suck?
You were good.
Come on. That thing you did with the paint and all the garbage, that was really good. All I did was kick around a beanbag.
All right, a little. A lot. You sucked a lot. Boy, you really blew. Feel better now?
I don't care. Oh, man, I've given speeches and stuff, but being up there and not knowing what to do, it...
Kind of a rush, isn't it?
As Lainey and Zach stand on the street, Zach sneaks a look at Lainey.
What?
Do you always wear those glasses?
Yeah, why?
No reason.
He looks at her again.
You ever think about contacts?
I have them. I just never wear them. I don't know. The idea of touching my eye
is... Because your eyes are really beautiful.
Oh, please.
What?
Your eyes are really beautiful? You really broke out the big guns with that one, didn't you?
Lainey, I was
No. I had an instinct. I ran against it. This is my fault.
She runs off.
Lady, I'm not following.
You want to know about art? When the class president starts touching my face on darkened street corners and talking about my eyes, there's a word for it. There's an entire movement in the 20s. It's called surreal.
Lady, wait. Can't we just...
You go. I'm going to catch a ride with Mitch.
Underwear guy?
Taylor and Brock in his bed.
It's on.
The real world is on TV.
This is great.
You know, you ever did that?
Listen.
Great. I got a question for you. Oh. All right, this guy. Would you kiss him for, like, say, $500 and, like, a public access camera?
Wait, this is where I get sensitive.
I guess my real problem in the house is that I was an only child. I don't have a lot of friends. I've never had roommates before, so I don't know how to, like, you know, deal with everyone. A lot of people here in this house, they think I'm cold and sensitive. Underneath that, I've got like a big... This is big. Hey, Yumho.
Taylor nibbles Brock's chest.
You know what I mean?
No, baby, can you not do that right now? Look, I'm reading for the new spelling drama at 2, and I really... You know, I don't want to smell like your spit. It's like all over, so just stop. Thank you. Watch.
Brock watches himself on TV.
Who once went to the
aunt?
Yes, my aunt.
This is where I watch
draw.
This is where I get brand on him.
Who once went to
watch.
There?
Very brand.
You know, do me a favor. Why don't you just stay out of my closet?
Zach pulls his Land Rover up to Lainey's house.
Morning.
Morning.
Zach Salley.
Pleasure.
Nice truck.
Thanks.
Yeah, I get a lot of stuff out of people's pool drains. You never know what you're going to find. I got this over at the university. One of the fraternities that found this belonged to a football player is actually a Heisman Trophy runner-up.
Dad holds up a jockstrap.
You're kidding.
Zach, my man.
Simon, hey.
Hey, you want to play some Sega? Sega!
Maybe later. Love Sega.
Would you excuse us a minute? What do I do? Not you, him.
What I do? Hey, give me a hand there, will you?
Yeah, sure. Look, you can't just keep showing up like this.
And you can't keep avoiding me, like the other night. What was that?
I was busy.
Yeah, busy wigging.
Excuse me, I did not wig.
There was major wiggage. So, you want to go to the beach?
No.
You hate the beach?
Yes. No. I don't have time for this.
Fine.
I'm leaving.
Fine. Simon, how about that Sega?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to play some Sega.
No, you're not.
Well, I believe I was invited.
I am uninviting you.
You're not the boss of him.
Man does have a point. Yeah, looks like a long afternoon of Sega. And hey, maybe your dad can show me some more pool stuff.
I'll get my suit.
Penny goes into her house and Zach grins to himself. Now, a beach.
Well... Once the clouds lifted, it turned out to be a pretty okay day.
Check out that water.
Do you know how many gallons of chemicals are dumped into the oceans each year?
Don't you ever just kick back?
Let's go.
I mean, I know the world has its problems, but would it hurt you to smile once in a while?
I smile. It's just you mentioned the ocean, and I saw this thing on CNN.
No, forget CNN.
Hey, yo, Sally, what's up?
Great. Okay, listen. We're gonna be friends. We have to deal with them sooner or later, right? Come on.
Dean, carrying a beach umbrella, approaches.
Yeah, so I called your house, and they said you're at the beach, so I figured you must be at your spot.
Zach stares at Dean.
You know, many a woman is lost in here.
Shut up, Dean.
You have to forgive our man here. His shorts are kind of tight. Cuts off the circulation to his brain. I'm Preston.
I know who you are.
Lainey offers her hand.
Hey, Lainey. It is Lainey, right? Yeah.
Well, come on, Zach. Help us get the rest of the stuff from the car.
Yeah.
Lainey, holding her drawing pad, looks down as other students set up their beach chairs.
So, think the morning period's over yet?
Please, it's way over.
Morning period? Yeah, without Taylor, Zach's available now.
Yeah, but what's the deal? I mean, don't tell me you guys are on a date.
No, we're just friends.
Lainey takes off her overalls and is wearing a black bathing suit.
Hey now, check out the chest on Super Freak. You know, Zach, from up here, she almost looks normal.
She lays down on her beach towel. Preston runs down carrying a volleyball.
So, is this what you ladies gonna do all day?
No. In 15 minutes, I have every intention of turning over.
All right. Just thought you all might want to play.
No.
So what about you, Lainey?
No, I don't think so.
Is your name Lainey?
No, thank God. No offense.
None taken.
It's just, I've seen you in gym class. You run like a girl.
I am a girl.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Obviously, I don't.
So, you went around.
Lainey slams her book, stands up, and faces Preston.
In.
Ah, lovely.
You too.
Really?
Lainey serves and the ball goes under the net. Alex serves and hits Dean in the head. Zach serves and Dean volleys. Lainey avoids his return. Dean and Alex go for the ball, knocking each other down. Zach helps Lainey with her technique. Preston watches as Alex adjusts her bikini top. Then he gets hit by the ball. Zach serves. The game is in full swing. Now leaving the beach, the kids walk to their cars.
So Zach, my house tonight? Yeah.
So what about you, Lainey? See your Preston tonight?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on, you gotta be. Yeah, you should. Preston's parties are the best. Booze, tunes, hotties.
Dean.
No, seriously, his house is enormous. His dad owns Harrison Ford.
The actor?
No, the car dealership. So what do you say?
Lainey faces Zach.
Sure.
But dang.
Dean gives a thumbs up.
Wow, this should be interesting.
Shut up,
what? Even if they are broken up, if Zach shows up with her, Taylor's gonna spit frisbees.
Zach, Lainey, always a pleasure. Okay, man, see ya.
Later.
Guys, later.
See ya.
Lainey and Zach watch as the other cars leave.
Well, we survived, right? So, about Preston's thing tonight?
I can't.
But you just said that...
I know, I just forgot I have to clean the house. It's really dirty, almost unlivable.
Sorry to hear that.
Zach holds open the door of his bright yellow Range Rover for Lainey. She gets in, looks away, and Zach walks around to his side.
Thomas Welch,
Simon snacks while his dad smokes and watches TV.
As an alternative to wine.
What is non-alcoholic wine?
What is grape juice?
That's right.
That's right.
You said no. For
mm-hmm.
Why?
Said I had stuff to do.
Lainey...
sitting around with your father while he watches Jeopardy in his underwear hardly qualifies as stuff to do.
Who is Lou Rawl?
You know me
Pope
too well.
Gregory XVI. I think you're afraid to let anything good happen to you. I mean, did it ever occur to you that maybe Zach really likes you?
Trust me, he doesn't. I'll take famous fraternities for 100. I gotta go.
Laney goes to the door.
He retired from the act following 1933's...
Where's Limo?
Who is Zeppo?
It's Zach.
Hello.
I thought I said I was busy. Zach, mi compadre con queso.
Simon greets Zach.
I believe you said you were cleaning.
I am. I was. I will be.
Tell you what, how about I save you some time?
Boys pile in.
I'll take the kitchen.
All right, then I got the bathroom.
Isn't that the soccer team?
It's JV. I
need the vacuum cleaner.
Get something in the corner.
Go get dressed.
I can't. I mean, look at you. You look great. I have nothing...
He holds up a red dress. Laney touches her hair.
I'm a mess.
Zach's sister, Mackenzie.
That's where I come in. Mackenzie Seiler, hair and makeup. You can call me Mac. You know, if you guys need us, we'll be upstairs.
In her apron, Laney gets pulled up the stairs by Mackenzie.
Who's he?
Simon asks Zach in.
French Quarter encompasses about
the soccer team cleans.
What is Paris, France?
What is New Orleans?
Upstairs.
Ow! Laney, no offense, but when was the last time you tweezed? What? Is in your eyebrows. Never. Why? Well, did you ever watch Sesame Street? Uh-huh. You know Bert? Ow!
Downstairs.
So, Zach, can I get you a drink?
Yeah, sure. What do you got?
Let me check.
Simon goes into the liquor cabinet, pulls out a bottle, and pours some gin into Zach's glass, then adds some Coke. He stirs it.
Who's President Rushmore?
Who is Roosevelt? All right, that's right. Now you select again.
The cinema for 300.
Here's the clue. This 1961 Elia Kazan film marked Warren Beatty's screen debut.
What is shampoo?
What is Splendor in the Grass?
Upstairs.
You really never wear makeup? No, my mom died before I was old enough for this stuff. I'm sorry. It was a long time ago. I mean, God, Simon was practically a baby. Nothing personal, Laney, but this particular coif doesn't really go with your face shape.
What do you have in mind?
Well, I have an idea.
What kind of idea?
You'd really have to trust me.
In 1987, a copy of the Old Testament
downstairs
to this printer sold for $5.3 million.
Who is Hewlett Packard?
Who is Gutenberg?
Who is Gutenberg?
Yes.
Dad looks up and sees strange kids in this house.
According to the 1880 census, it was the first
Where are you people?
State with a population exceeding 5 million.
Time passes. It's dusk and the soccer team leaves. Simon sits with Zach on the couch.
Are you sure this is a margarita?
Yeah. Gentlemen, may I present the new, not improved, but different, Laney Boggs.
Zach gets up and walks nearer to Mackenzie at the foot of the stairs. Mackenzie shrugs her shoulders at Zach, then looks up.
Laney!
Zach walks closer, and Simon gets up to join him.
Laney Boggs, get your cute butt down here!
Looking at the stairs, Zach waits. A red suede pump appears on the stairs, then another. Then legs and a short red dress. Finally, Laney with a perfectly made-up face and lovely haircut appear. At the foot of the stairs, she turns and faces Zach. His jaw falls open. Laney smiles at him. Simon stares at his sister. Laney slips on the last step, and Zach catches her. She looks up as he holds her.
You ready?
Yeah.
As they turn to leave, Laney sees Simon pretending to hold and kiss a girl. She gives him a look. Zach catches him.
Drive safely.
Ah! Now at the party, Zach escorts Lainey inside.
Hey, 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 hey. Welcome, my friends, to the party that never ends. Yeah. At least until my folks get back from Vegas.
Who are all these people?
I have no idea. Hey, I'm gonna check in a second. Have a good time, all right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Preston leaves, and Zach indicates Lainey should go downstairs. Alex greets her.
Lainey, oh my gosh, you look great. Zach, listen, do you mind if I borrow her for just a second? There are these amazing looking twins over there. I think they're Costa Rican or something.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, gracias, papi. Oh my god, I'm so glad you came.
Man, look at the look you have. So what's going on, man? You guys come here together or what?
Well, I brought her here, if that's what you mean.
I brought her here, if that's what you mean. Come on, man, let's get real. You're with her 24-7. You know, I may be wasted, but I'm not blind here. So what's going on? You mixing a little business with pleasure or what?
I hate to break it to you, man, but it's just a bet.
Dean grins as Zach moves on.
Yeah, right.
Zach watches Taylor and Brock dance in.
Well, if it isn't Taylor Vaughn. What a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, we almost didn't make it, but then I thought, you know, why not put in one last sentimental, whatever. Honey, I want a beer.
You got a drink right there.
But I want a beer.
Okay. Easy. Anyway. Lainey makes her way through the crowd to the bathroom.
Hello?
A girl sits with her head in the toilet.
Sorry. Splatter girl.
Lainey turns back to her slowly.
Misty? Are you okay?
I think I'm gonna vomit.
I think you already did.
Misty backs away from the toilet, falls against the wall, and grabs for her bag on the rug.
Can I get you something? Here.
Lainey gives her a tissue.
Hey, Lainey. How does it feel? Excuse me?
You hurt me. I said, how does it feel? A rich girl like me gets a scholarship to her first choice art school. And there you are, cleaning up my pee.
Misty passes out. Lainey stays with her and closes the door. Zach walks up to Taylor.
Taylor?
Zach! Hey, you know, Brock will be back in a minute. I can get you an introduction. Or maybe an autograph.
No, that's okay. I saw him on a rerun last night. He had his own toenail clippings for $10. Very impressive.
Jump up my butt, Zach.
I've been there.
Go,
done
DJ.
That.
Get funky, DJ.
Taylor takes a swig from a bottle.
Speaking of butt jumping,
back up.
Isn't that your boy now?
You guys back up a little.
Oh gosh, not again.
Hey, go, DJ.
Taylor leaves Zach and rushes over to a circle of girls that is forming. In the center is Brock, dressed in a gleaming silver shirt and pants. He stands with his hands and arms outstretched and his feet planted apart. Running his hands over his face and through his hair, he gyrates in time to the music. Everyone stands aside for his solo as he falls onto the floor and spins his body. Zach stands frowning as Brock dances up to him, swinging his arms from side to side with the rhythm simulating punches. Zach doesn't move. A girl sitting on a couch smiles as Brock jumps up on the couch in a mock straddling position, thrusting his hips back and forth in time to the music. He jumps over the couch and rolls off of the kid's back and lands on his feet, not missing a beat. He grabs a mic.
Come on, everyone!
Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that Roth returns to the mic and continues his performance as the crowd stands watching him. He flexes his muscles on a girl's face, does a jump split, then a backflip, landing on his stomach. He then raises and lowers his hips against the floor in time to the music. In the dark hall, kids stand around as Misty emerges from the bathroom. Teetering, she hesitantly finds her way down the hall. Kids laugh as she passes them. Misty bends down to take a cigarette from her purse, and as she stands up, she sees herself in a mirror. Her face is made up like a clown with a red nose, white lips outlined in blue, and blue around her eyes. She screams. Lainey walks back to the party. Zach watches her, then looks over at Taylor, who spots Lainey and approaches her.
What the hell are you doing here?
I was invited.
Really?
Isn't your dad my pool man? I really wouldn't know.
Taylor pours her drink on Lainey.
Oopsie. Oh. Oh.
You really should be more careful with silk.
Lainey looks down at her dress, then up at Taylor.
Thank you. Excuse me? Thank you. For a minute there, I forgot why I avoided places like this and people like you.
Avoided us? Honey, look around you. To everyone here who matters, you're vapor. You're spam. A waste of perfectly good yearbook space. Nothing's gonna change that. You're not going to cry, are you?
Lainey runs through the crowd and up the stairs. Zach runs after her and follows her outside to where the cars are parked. Lainey trips and falls on the gravel. Zach bends over her.
Lainey? Don't touch me!
Lainey?
I promised myself I would never...
Never what?
Lainey brushes her hair from her face.
I never let them see me cry.
Zach, with a frown on his face, still bent over Lainey, wets his lips.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Her face is wet with tears.
Lainey. Lainey. We were having fun today. You were having fun. Sometimes when you open up to people, you let the bad in with the good. That's all.
As Lainey turns her tear-stained face to Zach, she talks with her jaw set.
I want to go home.
Okay.
Slowly, Lainey rises to her feet, straightens her dress, and smooths her hair. Zach holds out his jacket for her, and she allows him to put it over her shoulders. He puts his arm around her as they slowly walk to the car. Now morning in front of the high school. Kids come and go. Now inside, Lainey and Jesse walk in the hall.
So the party was that bad?
Can we please talk about something else?
Come on, you didn't have a little fun? Not even M&M's worth of fun?
You go, girl.
Kids pass out pink notices.
Maybe one of those brown M&M's.
Aw.
Jesse, is it me or is there something very...
Since when do you...
Outside, Lainey reads a notice. Now, the campus DJ.
Well, Earthquake, straight up and listen up. The ballads are out. Looks like Terminal Taylor's got herself a little dark horse competition in the form of the Falafel Fairy herself. To be honest, I think the question on every Harrison student's mind has got to be...
Who the hell would nominate me?
Lainey, just heard. Congrats.
Thanks. You totally deserved it.
Outside, a cell phone.
Me.
Katie walks away to talk.
Uh-oh.
Taylor?
911.
Oh, gosh, big deal. She's our friend. And things change.
Taylor in her car sobs to her friends.
He broke up with me.
You're kidding.
Oh, Brock Hudson. I mean, what kind of name is that anyway? And the dancing. Oh, my
gosh.
The dancing.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
Flashback.
Hey, Taylor, it's been fun. But did you honestly think I'd leave for All-Star Road Rules still dating you? Oh, you did. That's sweet.
You want to know what I think?
Now, Taylor.
Why not?
You're better off without him.
That was so great!
That was awesome!
Oh, my God.
What was up out there today, Zach?
Didn't have it, man.
Oh, I know.
Yes. Maybe. Or could it possibly be a symptom of withdrawal? Excuse me? Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but it has been a little while since you've gotten any, right? And, you know, something like that can really screw up a guy's concentration. Or maybe now you're thinking, you know, now that Taylor's free.
Whatever, Dean.
Or I don't know, maybe it's the boxer that you want to tap.
It's not about that.
Oh, hey, man, I'm not bagging. I mean, if you're not going to partake, do you mind if I do? Because I'm thinking she might be a great little jam.
I swear to God!
Hunter, calm down, man! Screw you, Zach! You know, for 4 years I've watched you fool people into thinking you're some sort of god in this place. Well, guess what? This is one contest you're gonna lose. You're going down, ass.
Zach grabs his gear and leaves. Now students hang prom queen posters outside the school.
All right, why don't you take yours from the wall right here?
Okay.
Hygiene squad, put yours over here. Gay students, why don't you put yours over on the senior patio? Prisoners club, all right, put it around the other side of this building.
Yeah, I'll have one.
Have a latte, but for Taylor.
Sure, I'll have one.
Great. Have a latte, but for Taylor.
Now Lainey's basement. In the corner of a dark, unfinished room, Lainey stands under a single light, working on a portrait.
No one's allowed down here.
Feet on the stairs hesitate, then continue down. Lainey turns and sees Zach. She continues to paint.
This is amazing.
A slight smile crosses Lainey's face. Zach, in a striped shirt, hands jammed into his pockets, walks over to her and looks at the portrait from over Lainey's shoulder.
Is that your mom?
Yeah. She was an artist, too. Photography.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, well, not everything's hereditary.
Lainey, in a blue shirt covered by an apron, sits back on her stool and dips her brush onto her palette.
How did she die?
Cancer. Leukemia.
Lainey studies the portrait.
You wanna know the weird part about it? I don't remember crying at all. I remember the funeral. I remember afterwards everyone went to my grandma's house and I sat on this big green chair with Simon in my lap. I remember knowing that things were never going to be the same.
Zach, with a frown on his face, continues to look at Lainey.
Lainey, you can't keep doing this.
Doing what?
Shutting everybody out? Sitting here with 19 locks on your door?
So I shut people out. At least I make decisions, which is more than I can say for you.
Look, I make decisions.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going to college, Zach? I was by the counselor's office yesterday, I believe. Next to your name, it said undecided.
Look, there's stuff you don't understand. You don't live with my dad.
Explain it to me.
My dad went to Dartmouth. It's the best 4 years of his life. So he says. So ever since I was born, that...
Standing opposite Zach, Lainey shakes her head slightly from side to side.
There's a picture of me in his office when I'm 5. Or at the zoo or someplace. I'm sitting on his shoulders wearing a Dartmouth sweatshirt.
So?
So it's emblematic. I get it from him every day. Pick a college, Zach. Pick a future. But what he's really saying is pick my college, choose my future.
Are you listening to yourself? Do you realize how lucky you are? You can go to Dartmouth. You can go to NYU. You can go to Borneo and study squid fishing. The point is, you're 18, and that's old enough to start making your own choices.
Okay. Chill, Tony Robbins.
Zach and Lainey look at one another.
What about you? Shouldn't you be looking in the mirror when you say some of this stuff?
Trust me, I'm working on it.
So, are you always this smart?
Well, I have my moments. Why'd you really come here, Zach?
I forget.
Slowly, Zach brings his face very close to Lainey's. She looks into Zach's eyes, then down, then closes her eyes, just as he's about to meet her lips.
You're not just trying to get my vote for prom king, are you?
Zach pulls back slightly and looks at Lainey, who still has her eyes closed.
Zach?
Lainey squints, then opens her eyes.
This whole prom thing, I
gotta run.
Kinda wanted to talk to you about it.
Yeah, but I have this sprinkler thing to do for my dad.
No?
Can I call you later?
Sure.
All right, great.
Zach sprints up the stairs. Now Zach has a dream of Brock, Taylor, and Lainey.
She doesn't like her million-dollar makeover or her overnight popularity. What is it?
No, that's not the point, man. I cared about her.
I've got to hand it to you, Taylor. Zach did exactly what you said he would.
Of course he did. I created him. Pay up.
Oh, right.
Lainey, wait. Relax, man, all right?
Besides, he did have his entertaining moments. Your eyes are really beautiful.
You know, not to get, like, all mo on you, but your eyes really are beautiful.
Zach bolts upright in bed. Outside, the school students wear large buttons with faces of prom queen candidates. Taylor gives out free gifts for votes. A crowd watches as students rap.
Between two girls, which one we gonna pick? I'd rather pick Lainey, cause Taylor be talking shh. She thinks she's all of that with everything in between. But who's about to be prom queen?
Lainey.
Well, Taylor used to be the thing, but now she's not. Lainey's going for prom queen and Taylor's hot. But we don't give a damn about Taylor Vaughn, cause Taylor's fading out and Lainey's on. If I can get with Lainey, yo, it'd be real cool. With the queen by my side, we run the whole damn school.
Yo, keep it on the break and I'ma keep this cool.
Cool.
Taylor did Zach for a carnival, all for the high school jock named Brock. With my man Click on the beatbox.
Lean.
Yeah,
she's all that. What shouldn't I eat?
The school lunchroom.
Eat whatever you want.
Jesse and Lainey.
Okay, for your information, I was about to eat a snack type chip. Snack Time owns Captain Pegleg Tuna, which isn't altogether now dolphin-friendly.
Screw the dolphins.
I got tried that last year. He's banned from SeaWorld for life.
Lainey starts to smile, but cannot.
What's wrong with you?
Jesse, am I kissable?
Okay, about these chips. I don't know, Lainey. You're... you... but maybe if I didn't know you my whole life and just met...
Fresh ground pepper.
Simon carries a pepper mill and cranks it over Jesse's food. He offers it to his sister, who shakes her head no and keeps her eyes down.
Fresh ground pepper?
He must be crazy.
Who, Simon?
Zach.
Lainey stares at Jesse. Simon, on rollerblades, works the room.
Fresh ground pepper? What, too cold?
A blonde hands Simon her plate. He turns and makes his way to the kitchen. A student grabs him.
Wow. This is the little rain man himself. What's up, Simon? Huh?
State your purpose or die. Got work to do.
Sure you do. But I want to show you something first. You're gonna love this.
Holding Simon by the neck, he shows him a raunchy magazine.
Oh, calm down. It's all right. Oh, come on. You don't like that?
Zach enters.
Isn't that your mommy?
My mom's dead.
Let him go.
Lainey looks up.
Let me tell you guys what you're gonna do. You're gonna get up. Get over there. Take your magazine and apologize to my friend Simon here.
Zach and Simon fold their arms and stand together.
Sorry.
And his buddy.
Sorry. Everything copacetic?
Yeah. I'll take it from here.
Simon holds up two fists.
Anybody want to try messing with me again? Both of you? Said?
Turning back to check that Simon is okay, Zach sees Lainey, frozen in position, with her eyes on him. As she stares at Zach, he swallows, keeping his eyes on her, then turns and leaves the lunchroom. Now, Dean, outside the falafel store.
Hey, Lainey! Listen, I stopped by. Well, look, I was hoping maybe we could talk.
Lainey picks up dirty plates and goes inside.
No, I don't come off as the nicest guy in the world, but I was hoping maybe you could just forget about that for a second. Because, I was thinking... Well, actually, I was hoping... that... maybe we can go out sometime.
Lainey walks away. Dean follows.
And not just out. A specific out. Like the prom, maybe?
Yeah, right.
Is that a no?
That's a hell no.
She goes into the kitchen with dirty plates.
Well, that's fair. I mean, why should you say yes, right? I just hope this isn't about Zach.
Why?
Wearing a Lainey button, Dean sits at the counter.
He doesn't care about you like that. He told everybody he still has this thing for Taylor. But I don't know. I mean, maybe I got it all wrong. Has a guy asked you to the prom?
Lainey pounds a falafel.
Well, just heads up, okay? I mean, there's no sense in getting hurt for no reason.
Dean, an athletic blonde, gets up and starts out of the store.
Oh, yeah, and Lainey, think about the prom some more. Because we'd have an okay time, I think. I'll see ya.
Lainey sets her teeth and continues to make falafels. Now at home, Zach runs upstairs and walks down the hall to his room. He opens the door and stands still.
Dad,
do you want to explain this to me?
Oh, can we talk about this?
Have you got any idea how much you are jeopardizing your future? Half of these acceptance deadlines have lapsed.
It's not that easy, Dad. I'm not like you. I just can't pick a letter out of a stack.
Of course you can. That's what being an adult is all about, making choices.
Really?
Yeah.
What about your choices, Dad?
This is not about me.
Oh, come on. Look, you're never home. You're off half the time.
That's enough!
Look, I'm sorry. But you can't fix your mistakes through me.
Zach sits on a bench.
Is that what you think I'm doing? Well, I'm sorry, but that was never my intention. And blaming me isn't going to change the fact that the future is going to happen, whether you are ready for it or not.
Zach's father hands him the acceptance notices, turns, and walks out of the room. Zach remains seated, turning the letters over in his hands. Now the campus DJ makes a public announcement.
Yeah, welcome to the home stretch, Earthquakes. A special shout out to all my seniors. Just 2 weeks left to the time on the combination of crepe paper, cleavage, and Cristal, the prom, you know what I'm talking about. And speaking of the big night, where it has the recent support of Simon's big sister has left the prom queen race tighter than those little dresses Taylor's been wearing around campus. So vote early, vote often. Here's a little campaign music for you.
Taylor in a tight sweater and Lainey in her painting apron meet face to face in the hall.
Oh, come on, hon. In the name of sportsmanship.
Taylor poses.
Smile. Great.
She throws Lainey aside, then the cameraman, and walks off. Now in the auditorium, Zach supervises prom decorating.
Top of the stairs.
Thanks.
Zach?
What do you want, Taylor?
Well, I was trying on this little Richard Tyler dress the other day, and I remembered that we haven't finalized our plans.
What plans?
For the prom, silly. I mean, we said we'd always go together, right? Even if we were just friends.
What happened to Lord of the Dance?
That is so over. I mean, gosh, don't even get me started.
She fingers the sweater.
Actually, Taylor, I had other plans in mind.
Oh? You're not talking about Lainey Boggs, are you?
What if I am?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Zach, she's already taken.
Zach turns around and sees Lainey talking to Dean.
I think
you can be really cool. Well, this goes up here.
Dean?
Definitely lights.
What the hell are you trying to pull?
Well, it's nice to see you too, brother.
Did he ask you to the prom?
Yes, I did.
It's bullshit.
Wait. Someone asking me is crap?
I thought we were going together. All right, Zach, enough's enough. This isn't cool anymore. I like this girl, and you gotta stop this whole bet thing.
Both Zach and Lainey turn to look at Dean.
Yeah, it was so stupid, Lainey. Look, Zach said he can make any girl prom queen. And you were the one picked, so he thinks that if he takes you to the prom, it'll help you win.
Lainey's eyes turn to look at Zach.
People have feelings, man.
Swallowing hard, Zach looks Lainey in the eye. Lainey stares back at Zach.
Is that true? My bet?
My stupid bet?
Zach, with his brow wrinkled and his lips together, looks at Lainey.
Yes.
Lainey's mouth drops open. Taylor puts her arm over Zach's shoulder.
You didn't think you became popular for real, did you? Oh, you did. That's so sweet.
Looking up at Dean, Lainey turns and runs up the stairs. Dean grins and follows her. Taylor faces Zach.
Pick me up at 8, lover.
Taylor leaves Zach standing in the middle of the auditorium alone. Now, Lainey in her basement stands, working on her mother's portrait. She takes long strokes with blue paint on her brush. The phone rings, but she doesn't move to answer it. Now a boy's hand in a white cuffed shirt makes a call. The hand is Zach's. He's wearing a formal shirt and vest.
Lainey, I know I made a mistake, but I've been doing some thinking, and if I could just get like...
Stop calling, Airhead.
Simon hangs up, then sees his dad in the kitchen.
Wrong number.
Mr. Boggs shakes his head okay. Now, in Zach's room, he sits on his bed near the phone. Getting up slowly, Zach, with his jaw set, puts on his tux jacket and walks out into the hall. Now in Lainey's basement... Her dad approaches.
Fridge is kind of empty. I'm going to go to the store later if you need anything.
Sounds good.
Lainey sits staring at her mother's portrait.
Did you know that some people think being a pool man is not a very respectable way to earn a living?
People suck, Dad.
I don't get it personally. I own my own company, my own home, put food on the table. Granted, you and Simon help out.
We're a team.
Right. Maybe this team thing is helping to create confusion as to who the real parent is around here.
What do you mean, Dad?
Well, you know, I appreciate everything you do. Pumpkin knows it's just that it's... Sometimes I think you take on so much so you don't have to... deal with the business of being a kid. I can't imagine being 17 is easy, especially with your mom not around. I'm just afraid that if you keep putting off your life like this, you're gonna wake up 85 years old sitting on a porch somewhere looking for your teeth.
Thanks, Dad. That was, graphic.
Don't you have a prom or something to go to tonight?
No, I'm not going.
Oh, you're not? What, do you got laundry to do?
Worse, I don't have a date.
No date? See, now that's weird, because I'm pretty sure there's a handsome young man actually upstairs at the front door waiting for you now. Have fun, Lainey. And for you, not for someone else.
Lainey's father looks at his wife's portrait. Lainey, in her apron, runs up the stairs and into the living room, standing at the front door, dressed in a black tuxedo, is Dean.
Hi, Lainey.
Lainey stands, frozen to the spot, and waits for Dean to talk.
Look, you don't trust me, and I respect that. But just look at it this way. I didn't ask anyone else on the chance that I'd come here tonight and you'd say yes. I mean, that's got to count for something, right?
Dean stands still. Lainey looks at him without a word.
You don't even have to change if you don't want to.
Lainey laughs. Mackenzie walks downstairs to her date.
Are you ready, Miss Siler?
Yes, I am, Mr. Siler. With
a little, come on. Really screwed this one up, huh?
Don't worry. She'll be there.
With glittering sculptures hanging from the ceiling, blue and white lights splash over the dancers as they gyrate. Now, Preston and Alex.
Will you leave it alone?
No, I won't leave it alone. Did you know about this?
Well, you're the one who nominated her.
Crying out loud, smile.
They pose for the camera.
Okay, I know I nominated her, but I don't understand.
All right, big gaping smiles, both of you.
A kid with a blow-up doll poses.
Oh. Oh, there's a memory. Next. Make like you're happy.
Cornwick.
Mackenzie, in a beautiful white full-length gown, descends the stairs on Zach's arm. She smiles up at her brother. On the dance floor, the kid with the blow-up doll dances. Lights flash as the dancers move in time with the music.
To find her and cut in.
Mackenzie walks off, leaving Zach alone on the dance floor. He spots Lainey in a floor-length black sheath, dancing with Dean. As he makes his way toward them, Taylor cuts in front of him.
Yeah, earthquake. Right about now, we're gonna do that dance I taught you. And I know you've been practicing.
I forgive you. Let's dance.
Taylor pushes Zach onto the dance floor with the other dancers. Lainey and Dean continue to dance. Now, the DJ.
All right, dance club, let me see what you got. Come on.
The kids jump up and down with their arms moving in time to the music. In the crowd of dancers, Lainey, who is dancing with Dean, looks over and sees Zach dancing with Taylor. Lainey turns her back.
Okay, everybody, spin like the Red Sea. We're going down the line. Come on.
The DJ gives directions to the dancers. Preston and Alex shake as a group forms around them. Dean and Lainey move with the music, and Taylor leads Zach as he searches the room looking for Lainey. The campus DJ dances in place. The kids move forward and back, dressed in their tuxedos and prom dresses under the blue lights in the auditorium. They are led by the DJ, who sits above them, enthusiastically dictating the music. Taylor backs into Lainey. The males dance in unison while their dates in a circle around the guys move their hips in time to the music. The females with Taylor in the lead dance in place. Then following her, they slowly dance forward. She lines up with Zach, who moves up to meet her. Taylor dances seductively. The DJ gives instructions. Now the male and female dancers merge on the floor and dance together in form lines. From above, the girls' dresses twirl out as lights flash around them. In the background, the DJ keeps rhythm to the music on the stage above the crowded dance floor.
Right about now.
two floors above that looks down onto the dance area, Mackenzie slowly makes her way over to Jesse. Sitting alone, he is in a white dinner jacket, eating. There is a plate in front of him, brimming with food. Mackenzie stands behind his chair, one hand on the wall.
Good song.
It's my favorite.
He turns around to see Mackenzie.
I'm Jesse Jackson. I'm not a good dancer.
I'm Mac. I go to school with 500 chicks.
I'll be back in 1 minute.
Back on the dance floor, Dean leaves Lainey momentarily. The dancing is slow. She moves through the crowd of couples off of the dance floor to the side of the room. Her art teacher calls her name.
Lainey, I wanted you to know your final project, that picture of your mother, extremely moving. Maybe the best piece that I have seen all year from anyone. At least that's what I told all of your art schools when I faxed them last Monday.
You're kidding.
I have spent 4 years trying to open you up, Lainey Boggs. Whatever's responsible for this change, don't let it go.
Lainey's smile fades as she looks out on the dance floor and in a spotlight sees Zach holding Taylor close to him. Zach sees Lainey looking at him. She slowly sits down at her table. Dean, in the men's room, holds up a key while Preston washes his hands. Another kid drinks from a flask.
All right, boys, check it out. Room number 409 is about to become a historical landmark.
What, you getting murdered there later?
Nah, man. I'm this close to closing the deal. She's eating up every word I say.
I don't know, Dean. I feel a bet coming on, but I'm going to have to resist. Lainey Boggs is not going to give you any.
Dean looks after Preston as he leaves the men's room.
Hey, man. Tonight is the night.
Yeah, right.
I shelled out $300 for this room.
Now alone, Dean takes a swig from his flask.
Tonight is definitely my night.
Dean leaves the men's room, and one of the doors to a toilet stall opens. Stepping out of the stall, Jesse leaves the bathroom and rushes down the hall. Mackenzie, who had joined him at his table, is sitting waiting for him. Jesse has trouble catching his breath. The camera leaves the upper level and travels down to a dimly lit dance floor. Standing on the stage, the principal tries to get the crowd's attention.
People, attention Harrison students, people, we're going to start, people. I'll begin the presentation with the announcement of your 1999 prom king.
Lainey looks down.
Well, it's no surprise here. Zach Seiler.
The crowd roars its applause as Zach makes his way onto the stage. A woman reaches way up to place the crown on Zach's head. Then she pulls his head down and plants a kiss on his cheek.
And now for your 1999 prom queen. In the closest vote in the school's history, 54% to 46%. Your 1999 prom queen is...
Taylor Mouse, Taylor Vaughn.
Taylor Vaughn!
Lainey doesn't move. Mackenzie and Jesse run downstairs yelling for Zach.
Zach!
Taylor runs up onto the stage and grabs the award from the principal. Alex glares at Preston as Taylor stands still for the crown to be placed on her head.
Should have been you up there.
I think the right person won.
Taylor pulls Zach's face to her and plants a kiss on his cheek.
Zach! You want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Dean follows Lainey out.
Excuse me, pardon me.
Zach, excuse me.
Jesse pushes his way towards Zach as Lainey and Dean walk up the stairs.
You know, for a lot of us, this is as good as it gets. We aced the test, made the big shot.
Got a crown.
Zach looks at Taylor standing beside him.
But the truth is...
Excuse me.
We're just getting started.
Zach!
We can be anything we want to be.
Zach!
And I don't know about the rest of you.
Zach, over here!
But I'm hoping I never forget that.
Zach!
Jesse reaches Zach. Taylor takes the mic.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I was...
Tell him. Okay. First of all, I'd just like to thank all of you who voted for me. Okay? You did the right thing. As for the rest of you...
The principal turns off the mic.
And Dean, the key... The hotel...
He's taking Lainey somewhere.
Room 409!
Zach runs out of the school and into the parking lot. Now, in his Land Rover, he makes a cell call.
Yeah, Beverly Hills Hotel? Yeah, do you have a Dean Sampson registered in room 409? You have a room 409?
He tries another number.
Shoot.
Yeah, Sunset Marquee, please.
Now, Mr. Boggs shows plans to Simon, who is asleep.
And that is the kidney shack pool. Hello? If you're going to help me out this summer, you're going to have to know this stuff, okay? What shape is that?
Kidney?
Thank you. I've done a lot of different shapes and sizes over the years.
Lainey arrives home.
Hey, Pumpkin Nose, how did it go?
Fine. You were right, I did have fun.
Oh, hey, come here a second, will you?
I don't know, Dad. I'd really just rather go upstairs.
As Lainey walks forward, she sees Zach in the living room. Lainey's eyes flutter.
Okay, well, I gotta get up pretty early. We're getting up early to install a spa, so... Head to bed now. If you two want to talk, maybe you can go in the backyard. Hmm?
Sure, Dad.
And
listen, Zach. Sorry about that whole airhead thing.
It's cool.
Zach shakes hands with Simon, who runs past Lainey and up the stairs. Zach stands with his hands clasped behind him.
Are you all right?
Lainey stands looking at Zach.
Jesse told me he heard Dean talking about how he wanted to.
I just figured out a little late is all.
They look at each other. Then Lainey turns and walks through the living room with Zach following.
You know, sexual harassment is still a big issue these days. It's on my walls downstairs. That's why I carry this.
She holds up a whistle.
You push a little button and it makes a noise like a foghorn. Can hear about half a mile away. I put it up to his ear. I just hope it doesn't cause any permanent damage.
She puts it back in her purse, opens the patio doors, and they stroll outside by the moonlit pool.
So how long have you been here anyway?
A while.
You missed your prom?
Yeah. You know, I made that bet before I knew you, Lainey. Before I really knew me.
What was it for, anyway? I mean, what did you end up losing?
My best friend. She taught me a lot. Before her, I thought we had to have all the answers right now.
And now?
Kind of liking the fact that I don't. So, can I have the last dance?
No. You can have the first.
Lainey reaches up and puts her hands around the back of Zach's neck. They move together and look into each other's eyes. The shrubbery around the pool is lit up with decorative lights. Lainey's dad nods at her from the kitchen window. She smiles back at him.
I feel just like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. You know, except for the whole hooker thing.
Zach smiles at Lainey.
So, what now?
I don't know. Art school? You?
I've been kind of thinking about art school myself.
Art?
Yeah.
You don't take art?
Yeah, but I'm thinking more along the lines of performance art. Be silent. Be still. Be silent.
Zach.
What?
Shut up.
Lainey pulls Zach's face to hers, and as the camera backs away, we see them kissing by her pool, surrounded by lights. And in the background, the city is lit up against the night sky.
About the bet.
Yeah.
What were the terms, anyway?
You'll see. I never back out of a bet.
Now graduation.
Julius Payne Oates. Jason Shepherd Oakman. Mariah Kamal Prevenger. Kenneth Wayne Ralph. Emily Rosco. Derek Funkhauser Rutman. Jeffrey Munge Rylander. Colin Reisendorf. Heather Blaine Salazar, Salmoon Sakajahari, Dean Sampson Jr., Dean Sampson Jr.
What?
They're calling me.
Huh?
Dean Sampson Jr., Alex Chasen Sawyer, Rainwater Sky Sebastian, Casey Constance Shea.
Zach sits holding a soccer ball in his lap, wearing only his cap and honor stole. As he stands, the class breaks up as he throws the soccer ball to Lainey. She catches it and breaks out laughing, holding the ball tight to her chest.